Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Brian Braun's case resolved. Baseball now moves on to the other 20 to 25 players believed to have been connected to the Biogenesis Clinic. Tony Bosch, the founder of that clinic, provided enough evidence to Major League Baseball to convince Ryan Braun not to fight this in arbitration. Whether or not other players do is up to them, but baseball is hoping that Braun sets a precedent for those other players and saves them the expense and time of having to go through that process. The biggest name, of course, is Alex Rodriguez. He had what sources have told Outside the Lines were extensive connections to the clinic, and sources tell us that the evidence against him is far beyond what baseball had against Braun.
That's ESPN's TJ Quinn commenting on the suspension of Ryan Braun and wondering if Alex Rodriguez is next. Major League Baseball Sports Talk Radio, the Braun suspension, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the weekend review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. This is the week, the follow-up for the week ending Friday, July 26th. And as usual, on our weekend review, we're listening to the top 10 hits in Talk Radio determined by the staff at Talkers.com. So let's get to the list itself, Major League Baseball and the Braun suspension, number 10. The birth of England's new prince, number 9 on the countdown. Here's host Larry Reichert along with John Shumway talking to London Town Crier Tony Appleton, who announced the birth of the new prince even though he wasn't invited and had to crash the festivities.
Have you ever done any kind of an announcement bigger?
The biggest one I'd done, I was in the closing ceremony rehearsals at the Olympic Games last year.
And you have, as we, in our discussion prior to going on the air, found out you've been in the States. You were out in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah. I worked at Caesar's Palace as a Toastmaster for TGI Friday.
So tell us how it came about that you wound up being the person called on to announce the birth of the future king.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm known as the best gate crasher in this country. I've got more famous faces than anybody else in this country. So what I do is I do a plan, like a military operation. I was not invited to announce the baby, so I got somebody to write a script for me, a royal correspondent to write the script. I got to London, I booked in a hotel, I had a tweet from Inside Information that the baby had been born, and then I got a cab straight to the St. Mary's Hospital in Paddington and got out a taxi with my scroll and done the announcement. That was it.
So this was not endorsed by the royal family?
No, I done it all on my own back, and no security, nobody bothered me. They thought I was from the palace.
Oh, wow. You did it all, and you're on the cover of both our newspapers. You're on probably magazines and newspapers all over the world. So if folks want to know what Tony Appleton looks like, they've got you in full regalia with your town crier mode, mouth wide open.
That's right. That's it. I can shout for 6 hours without losing my voice.
Now, Tony, after you got done, did anybody give you a hard time or say anything to you about it?
No, they all thought, when I finished the cry, I'd done the cry on the pavement, and all the world's press went mad. They said, hang on a minute, we need you on the steps. So I had to do it again. I got on the steps and done it. And the police, they all thought I was from the palace.
So they're like, step aside, here comes Tony.
Yeah, that's it. And nobody messes with the town crier.
Well, no, you can shout them down if they try.
And we saw you were on. They all clamored to interview you immediately following. They wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Somebody said, you're more famous than that baby. I said, hang on about it. That's not what it's all about.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
I believe his phone is ringing. He's a popular man this morning.
Yeah, it's Scott.
Carry on.
Is that Scotland Yard?
That's Scotland Yard. Yeah.
They found you.
Somebody's going to get their ear bent when they find out I wasn't invited.
You're probably right.
Now, I'm curious if you think now that you've done this, you'll be invited the next time.
Oh, this is it. Because I was a town crier at the royal wedding as well. I got on a ladder for 7 hours. I stood outside Buckingham Palace shouting. I never lost my voice once.
Well, were you invited then?
No, I'm a gate crusher.
Coming up next, Egypt, the economy and immigration, the most interesting news nuggets being discussed on talk radio.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books, you carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 8 on our countdown this week is the unrest in Egypt. Here's host Lee Rayburn talking to Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian about the outbursts of violence continuing in Egypt.
Latest reports are that 9 were killed in Cairo clashes between Mohamed Morsi supporters and opponents. Unrest continues in Egypt. Is there any resolution or peace in sight?
Well, Lee, I think Egyptian society is probably just as polarized after the act to remove President Morsi as it was before. I don't see a lot of enthusiasm for violence, though, and I think a lot of this is just provocation on the part of leaders that want to make political points on either side of the fence. And it's not really clear who started that violence yesterday in terms of shooting. I mean, certainly the Muslim Brotherhood people had said they were going to march on the U.S. embassy, which is in and of itself a provocative act, and marching beyond the U.S. embassy into Tahrir Square, which is held by their opponents, is also a provocative act. So certainly there was some intention to provoke. And both Jazeera TV and Arabiya TV had conflicting videos as to who fired first. So it's a bit of a he said, she said.
I wanted to ask you where the Egyptian military lies in all of this in Cairo today.
Well, I think the Egyptian military is trying to keep a very low profile. But that being said, they really need to keep the protesters from both sides from clashing. So, I mean, to a certain extent, they need to interpose. They need to set up forces between the two sets of protesters. And in that in and of itself could cause some friction as well. So they're kind of in the middle of all this. On the political front, they've actually been playing a very low profile. So they clearly don't want to set up a military government as they had last year before Mr. Morsi took office.
President Obama and the economy are the items at number 7. Here are our hosts Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader talking to analyst Edward Arenstein about President Obama's series of speeches about improving the economy.
So where is the president going and what's the message, Howard?
Well, he's trying to, the White House officials say, pivot back to the economy. He's been spending a lot of time dealing with a lot of other issues. He's been dealing with immigration, for one, that's been taking up a lot of his time. He's been dealing with gun control since the incident happened late last year in Connecticut. So he's trying to pivot back to the economy. And he's making speeches in Galesburg, Illinois. It's the place where he made his first speech as a senator in 2005. And then he's going to Warrensburg, Missouri. Back to the White House. But tomorrow he'll be in Florida to make the same appeal. It's basically about the economy. How do we improve it?
The economy is the subject of a new CBS News poll out today, which shows 61% still view the economy as bad. How tough a sell is the president going to have?
Well, he's not really trying to sell anything new. He's trying to put the government back on track and keep things moving. What he's going to say is, look, things are getting better. The unemployment rate is down in the high sevens. But we've got to do better, and I think that's going to be his message. And you're right, it is a tough sell, especially for people with kids who are unemployed and can't find jobs. It's and people themselves in their 50s and 40s can't find work. So, yeah, it's going to be very difficult.
Immigration reform, number 6 on the countdown. Here's host Joe Pagliarulo with Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas. They talk about the House's answer to the Gang of Eight bill.
When it comes to illegal immigration, when it comes to immigration reform, people are starting to get scared that John Boehner is losing his backbone. Where are we on that, and are you guys in the House still as firm as you were before that you're not going to allow for amnesty or for a path to citizenship or legalization before we make the border secure?
I haven't seen any slippage at all by the House, particularly House Republicans. It's secure the border, secure the interior first, and most of us are opposed to amnesty. I still don't think there are a majority of Republicans who would give the highest honor our country can bestow, that is citizenship, to people who have been in the country illegally and put them ahead of the people who have been waiting their turn in line and playing by the rules. That's just not right.
Why doesn't the House offer something as streamlined as, all right, let's legalize everybody. They're here legally. They're working legally. They're paying into the system. They're productive members of society. They can never, ever, ever, never become citizens. Why not just suggest that? Okay, we want to be human rights people. We want to look out for them. We want them to come out from the underground economy. They're here legally now. They can never be citizens. Therefore, they can never vote, which is what you and I both know is what they want.
Yeah, that's exactly. We've got quotes from individuals on the other side saying that's exactly what they want. Well, I'm not comfortable with legalizing everyone in the country for a couple of reasons. One, the minute you legalize them, that gives them permission to work. If they get a work permit, then they'll start competing with our 20 million Americans who are unemployed or underemployed. I don't like that. I think, you know, we can maybe do something and should do something for the children who were brought in through no fault of their own. But to say you're going to legalize somebody just because they've been in the country for 6 months, again, it's treating them better than we treat the people who have been waiting their turn in line. And then suddenly they're eligible for local, state, and federal benefits, and we know what that does to the taxpayer. We know what it does to the American workers. So, and the other thing is we're always going to have illegal immigrants. I think we always have. We always will. If we were to pass a law tomorrow giving amnesty to everybody, the next day we would have people in the country illegally because they didn't qualify for the first amnesty, and they came in illegally, and they'll use fraudulent documents, or they don't want to wait their turn in line. So we're always going to have illegal immigrants among us. That doesn't mean we could automatically give them legalization.
I'm just trying to call their bluff, Lamar. I'm trying to call the Democrats' bluff because this isn't about people. They don't care about the people. They care about the votes. You and I both know that.
Yeah, that is the goal, and every now and then they'll be candid and we'll catch them off guard. That's exactly right.
Up next, a focus on the Detroit bankruptcy, which is a one-week-old story now, and second week in the countdown. Also, Obamacare back as it moves up the list in the talk radio countdown world.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Talk radio coast to coast. Let's continue now. Overviewing talk radio, I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown Show. Up to number five, the bankruptcy in Detroit. This is an overview, a montage, if you will, of some of your calls that come into various programs. Talk radio callers responding to the possibility of a federal bailout for Detroit.
I want everyone who's listening to this to know that democracy in the state of Michigan has effectively been suspended. The governor of Michigan has 58% of the black population in cities and municipalities all over Michigan under emergency financial management, which means that they have effectively thrown out all of the elected officials that black people have elected and brought in their own people. Schneider has brought in his own people.
So I believe that Detroit's financial woes are just the tip of the iceberg, and that we're going to see hundreds more cities across the country that will be filing for bankruptcy. What we're seeing right now is a result of the Great Society, the labor unions, and greed.
You know, charity starts at home. And I really don't understand. Republicans, they can go and rebuild countries, rebuild Afghanistan and Iraq, and give all this money to Egypt, you know, every year to help their economy out. And when it comes to the countries right here, the cities right here in our country, we can do nothing for them. We bailed out General Motors and the car industry, and they came back stronger than ever.
Number four on the countdown this week is the continuing, I guess you would say, focus, interest, maybe is a better word, for Obamacare. Here's host Rob Carson talking to Dr. Chuck Wiley about the article that Wiley wrote on the impact Obamacare is having on doctors and professionals in the world of medicine.
You wrote in this piece, it's becoming increasingly recognized as a train wreck, demoralizing doctors, distracting providers toward bureaucracy and away from patient care. Tell me how it's doing this. Not only, I mean, obviously we're talking the financial aspects of it. You're talking that it's really putting a damper on the profession.
Doctors are forlorn, and they're either planning their retirements or selling to a bigger entity. Most commonly of which would be hospitals, but Procter & Gamble now employs physicians, the commodity company Procter & Gamble. So that tells you how low it's stooping. You know, government and healthcare has long increased the hassle and the cost, and we've been under wage and price controls, so to speak, for the life of Medicare, and they've criminalized health care. So it's really depressing. It's really difficult to figure out how to make a living. And indeed, Medicare as the benchmark, and all health insurers follow Medicare in their fee schedule, it pays well less than the cost of quality health care, especially for the intellectual specialties like mine, general internal medicine. It's really getting hard to find a rheumatologist, et cetera. Yeah, so it's awful. Obamacare just puts the negative metaphor for icing on the cake.
How much of this, I mean, you know, is going to be devoted to just implementing, just paperwork, just that? Have you investigated that? Because I noticed a lot of doctors in this survey say they just have no clue right now. They're not at all familiar with the exchange, the impact on the business, patient coverage terms, et cetera. I mean, this has got to be a major, major headache that's going to take away from your ability to practice medicine.
Well, it's unknown. And in Missouri, there is no... You know, we decided, thank God, not to do a state-based exchange. And I've heard zero, Rob, absolutely zero about if and when and what a federally administered exchange in Missouri would be like. So there's no fault of the doctor for the ignorance.
So that's the fourth most talked about item this week in the world of the countdown. Let's figure out where we are at this point in the overview. Major League Baseball and LeBron suspension number 10, birth of England's new prince number 9, unrest in Egypt number 8, president and the economy number 7, immigration reform number 6, Detroit bankruptcy number 5, Obamacare number 4. So, how about we get to numbers 3, 2, and 1 in a matter of just a few moments here on the weekly talk radio countdown.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My name is Doug Steffen. This program is called the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you're in the second half hour of this overview as we work from number 10 to number 1. And at number 3 this week, the Zimmerman verdict aftermath. Here's Robin Roberts talking to juror B-29 from the Zimmerman trial. This lady says she believes Zimmerman got away with murder.
What was your first vote?
My first vote was second-degree murder.
Second-degree murder.
In between the 9 hours, it was hard. A lot of us wanted to find something bad, something that we could connect to the law. For myself, he's guilty because the evidence shows he's guilty.
He's guilty of
killing Trayvon Martin. But as the law was read to me, if you have no proof that he killed them intentionally, you can't say he's guilty.
Did you want to step out at all? Did you want to quit?
I was the juror that was going to give him the hung jury. Oh, I was. I fought to the end. I mean, it's hard for me to sleep. It's hard for me to eat because I feel that I was forcibly included in Trayvon Martin's death. And as I carry him on my back, I'm hurting as much as Trayvon Martin's mom is. Because there's no way that any mother should feel that pain.
But you feel in your heart of hearts that you and the jury approached it and came with the decision, and you stand by that decision to this day?
I stand by the decision because of the law. If I stand by the decision because of my heart, he would have been guilty.
I know that you've heard some people have said, point blank, they've said, George Zimmerman got away with murder. How do you respond to those people who say that?
George Zimmerman, George Zimmerman got away with murder. But you can't get away from God. And at the end of the day, he's going to have a lot of questions and answers he has to deal with. The law couldn't prove it, but, you know, the world goes in circles.
Here's radio host Gloria Neal, and here she talks about the conversation on race and the trial continuing for a second week after the end of the trial.
The trial of Trayvon Martin is over, but the conversation apparently is not. That is just the jumping off point. The repercussions of that verdict surrounding the death of the 17-year-old African-American are just beginning. And regardless of, you know, here is, because it's whether or not, some have said the president was pushed to the podium. Others have said, no, he walked. He walked up. And regardless of whether he wanted to talk about race, in many ways, we do have President Obama to thank for this. All the way back when he was running and he had to answer the question, well, are you a black man? Then he had to answer that question. Right. And then it was, well, how do you deal with race? And then he answered that question. And now this. So last Friday, President Barack Obama did something many in the African-American community really have been waiting for quite some time. And many in other communities have waited for as well. And, you know, critics thought it would never happen or should never happen. But the president, well, honey, he kicked all of that to the curb. He spoke as an African-American man. His words. I am an African-American man, which at the point I heard him say that, I was like, honey, hush, really? I have no idea. So in his own words, President Obama said, like many African-American men, young and old, rich and poor, living on many sides of, you know, socioeconomic railroad tracks, he had been followed in department stores. He had, you know, seen people lock their car doors when he crossed the street. And yes, he has watched women clutch their handbags tighter as he got on the elevator. Quote, those sets of experiences, the president said, inform how the African-American community interprets what happened one night in Florida. And it's inescapable for people to bring those experiences to bear. So as I watched and listened to the various news programs over the weekend dissecting the president's words, I was stunned by those who criticized the president. And I understand it's great we live in this country. You can criticize them. But I'm thinking, did you watch the same damn speech? Did you watch it? Did you listen? Not hear it. Did you listen? Stunned by those who had the audacity to speak on the issue, saying he was further dividing the races. Because here's the newsflash. The president, when you talk about race baiting, the president wasn't talking to black folks. We know, honey. We know this story. He was talking to everybody else. Everybody else who has not experienced that. Everyone else who says, you know what? Don't run if a police officer is in the vicinity because you will look guilty. Ours is not to recite, well, I know my rights. Speaking out like that in the presence of law enforcement particularly can get you hurt and possibly killed. And now, in light of what the message coming from the George Zimmerman case says, an ordinary citizen can kill you. That's really the message that a lot of people in the African American, quite frankly, any person who feels disenfranchised, a group of people feel, that's the message.
All right, let's move ourselves into the number two position. What's going on at the NSA? That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books, you carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
The Hot Hits, reviewing talk radio for the week. That's what the Countdown Show is about. I'm Doug Steffen. It's my job to bring us around full circle to number one, and that'll happen after we get to number two, the House proposal on the NSA. Here's Aaron Burnett talking to Washington correspondent Barbara Starr about the House narrowly voting down the proposal that would have restricted NSA surveillance.
In Washington, the House has barely voted down a controversial bill that would have severely curbed the NSA's controversial surveillance program. The bill lost by a vote of 205 to 217. What it would have done was effectively end the blanket surveillance programs exposed by NSA's leaker, Edward Snowden. The bill was strongly opposed by the White House, America's top intelligence officials, and congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle, but it had been very unclear if that view would prevail. Barbara, obviously, this was a very close vote, and it didn't go the way some people thought it would. A lot of people were against this amendment. What do you make of the vote tonight?
Well, I think, Aaron, good evening. It's clear that this is a very important vote because support for the administration's position to maintain these programs as the status quo appears to be quite shaky. Deep partisan divides on Capitol Hill now about what to do about these surveillance programs, how and if to change them. Concerns center around the basic question, your personal privacy if you have a telephone versus keeping the country safe and national security. Aaron?
So if the amendment, what exactly would have changed here?
Well,
when you don't say if you say, okay, we can't have blanket surveillance, would anything have changed?
Yeah, it would have. And I think it gives us an indication where Congress is going, what Congress does want to change. Let's look at some of the details of this amendment. Three key things. It would have only allowed for collection of phone records of someone that was involved, a target, or related to a government investigation. No more random collection of everybody's phone records. It would have ended that blanket collection effort. And the third really important point is the FISA court, the secret government court. Well, all of their decisions have been secret, but now some of that, if this had passed, would have been made available to Congress. So you begin to see here the shape of this fundamental debate, a really important debate that unveiled itself on Capitol Hill, the debate between personal privacy in this country and the government's right to snoop.
Radio host Gary Gupton with the Senator Rand Paul. Paul thinks the debate over the NSA surveillance program is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
The whole thing about privacy versus protection, of course, the House, they rejected the effort on the NSA surveillance program. But this is an issue that you guys in Washington are going to be dealing with, aren't you?
Yeah, and it was an incredibly close vote. In fact, I'm going to meet with some of the leaders from the House who introduced that amendment. We're going to try to do the same amendment in the Senate. But the fact that we almost defeated this program, I mean, they were only a handful of votes away from defeating it. And I think if you poll the American people, I think the vast and overwhelming majority of the American people think, you know what, unless I'm accused of a crime and the judge says there's probable cause, they shouldn't be looking at my phone calls. They shouldn't be looking at my phone records. And I think this case will go all the way to the Supreme Court, but it's pretty important because once we let our guard down, I think that there's really no end to what will happen to our loss of privacy.
Are you convinced that the NSA program is reining in some potential terror attacks on our country?
No, and in fact, they say they've captured 50 people with this information, and then you have to read the next clause in the sentence, or other information. And I'm convinced that everybody that's been captured, everybody that's been apprehended has been through intelligence work. So what happens is somebody gives them a lead. They don't just troll through all this and get any names, and they've never done any random trolling to get a name. They get a name from somebody who's an informant, then that person's phone calls lead them to the next person. I'm all for that. If they say John Smith is a terrorist, they go to a judge and you get a warrant, you look at his phone records, and then you, if he's calling 100 people, you get a warrant for those 100 people, and it goes on and on. Mm-hmm. And you can track people, and we've been doing this for, you know, for a long time, but I think what we shouldn't do is just take a billion phone calls a day and dump them into a database at the government can look at any time. I think that's a real invasion of privacy.
Here are what some talk radio callers had to say about the NSA phone surveillance and data collection program.
So every time we give up any freedom, the terrorists have won. And, you know, we were looking for boogeymen under the bed if we give up any more freedom. And the fact that you have people so far right, so far left, agreeing on this, it ought to tell the Senate Judiciary Committee something about what's going on. Because it's just getting worse and worse. And every time we give up any little right, you know, we're looking for boogeymen, we're looking for terrorists. We can do, I'm a retired cop, we can do old-fashioned police work and catch them. They don't need to be listening to what I'm, who I'm talking to and what I'm talking to people about.
I'm very much in support of this amendment. We talk about that we've been fighting all these wars to protect our freedoms, and we like to quote that. Well, we let these freedoms disappear right under our noses, and we don't seem to care. The very things that made our country once so great. It's so if people don't want this, they need to call their congressman and ask them to support Justin Amash's amendment. And the last thing I want to say is I want to read this short quote by Dwight Eisenhower. If you want total security, go to prison. There you're fed, clothed, given medical care, and so on. The only thing missing is freedom.
We should repeal the Patriot Act. Right after that happened, 9/11, Republicans were in power, George Bush and all these people, and they were using this these fear tactics to make Americans feel as though they were being constantly attacked, and it seems as though they were trying to use it for political reasons. You would ride down the highway and see signs, you know, check on your neighbor and all this sort of thing, blah, blah, blah. But that definitely needs to be repealed, and we became the terrorists. I mean, we're the people that's being checked on, not the Al-Qaeda. It's the American people who are being processed.
Hi, about the NSA, it's really important that we get them to stop collecting this data. In the future, we don't know how any politicians or laws are going to be used against us when we're using that data. And if they can backlog all of this information from years ago, they can potentially build cases against people that in reality are non-existent, but, just, you know, everybody's heard a joke or made a joke, you know, a joke about Polish people or whatnot. And you could pull that information from some phone call with a cousin from 10 years ago and make it out like that person is completely racist and or has some other issues.
The data center that they've just opened up in Utah called will you know, it's going to be active, I think, in September. It's in Bluffdale, Utah. People should go and look at why we're building this incredible edifice there that's going to contain all the records of the world's knowledge by the end of the year. It's a little late now to close the door on the barn. The reality is that our data should be available, and I'll tell you why. If you look at the Tanar brothers or you look at any future terrorists that are going to be around here, we have phone cards now, we have, you know, cell phones, we have all this technology. Somehow it has to be collected, the data, so that we can contain those people that in the future somehow want to do us harm. In the opinion of our country, right now, national security is the key ingredient. And in the future, in the foreseeable future, it has to be the priority.
Well, we know that number one is next. And would you believe Anthony Weiner in all the discussion? That's number one. And we'll have that for you on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
We wrap up the Talk Radio Countdown Show, at least in this hour. We're up to the number one item on the countdown, the Anthony Weiner case. Here's host Rita Cosby talking to a New Yorker who is absolutely disgusted by Weiner.
Let's go to Esther from Long Island. Esther, what do you make of all this latest stuff with Anthony Weiner?
I'm totally disgusted. I feel that Japan separates the man from the job. If, God forbid, he becomes mayor, who says he won't be busy texting on the phone or texting during a meeting or making appointments after the meeting? How will he be responsible to run the biggest city in the world? And second point, I think his wife, she's been coached by Hillary Clinton. I think she was so disgusted, and she just doesn't know what to do, and she's just standing there. The words are phony. It's a good ploy, and I just feel he's not responsible.
Yeah, and I feel like he's not accepting responsibility. And like even today, he's sort of blaming. There's this new letter out, and he's basically blaming his marriage, blaming this. It's like, you, Huma, you're the terrible person, and we had a terrible time, and that's why I did it. He's making excuses. And to me, when I read some of the things, Esther, I mean, you know, I don't blush a lot. I've seen a lot in my life. As a journalist, I've covered a lot of things. But my jaw dropped when I was reading some of these sexually explicit. I can't read them on the air,
I didn't read anything, but I could tell you, to me, he looks extremely arrogant. And where's his shame? I don't understand him. After he resigned, he went ahead and did it again.
Well, and that's what bothers me. Does that bother you? What bothers me is the timing, like you said. The fact that he, after all of that, he still couldn't control himself, which says to me what I've been saying all along, that I think it's a sickness, and I think that it's well beyond anything that he can control. If he couldn't control it after being so publicly shamed, it makes me think that he, you know, this is like so way out of control in his life, which is what I've always believed to get to the point he did.
Host Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Republican strategist Carl Calabresi about what makes somebody like Wiener try to stay in a political race despite being caught in this scandal, especially when it's a scandal he admits to participating in.
What do you make of the fact that he is insisting on staying in this race? Is this arrogance or what?
Oh, I think it's a combination of things. First of all, yes, it is arrogance. Anthony Wiener, when he was in Congress, has always been known as very arrogant fellow. You can see that in the way he handles himself. But there's more going on here. I mean, I think this is a man who's got some serious emotional and personal issues. I think he's combined that with a huge ego. And, you know, I mean, everybody who runs for office has a big ego. You have to. But there comes a tipping point when a healthy ego becomes an unhealthy ego. I think we're dealing with someone with some serious ego problems. And I think we're dealing with someone who has frankly become addicted to the game of politics, has become addicted to the cameras and the microphones and the attention and the quotations in the newspaper and the appearances on television. And he just can't get away from it. It's almost like an addicting drug. It's become that bad. So I think you put all those together and you've got this scene that we're witnessing in New York City right now.
You know, he is no doubt the subject of talk from Timbuktu to Toledo. I mean, no matter where he goes, he's going to be haunted with nothing but questions about this and not about running for mayor of New York. I mean, does he realize what he's in for?
Oh, sure he does. And you know, look at how long it took him, John, to resign from Congress after this was originally discovered. I mean, he didn't go quickly. There was a long period of time that he held out. He just didn't budge on it. So, I mean, we're almost seeing a repeat of what happened a couple of years ago. Look, this is a primary, and I'll tell you what's going on here. Right now, as we're speaking, they're probably getting in the results of their overnight polling. In a primary, you've got a very small turnout, usually, of people, of voters. And he's thinking, gee, you know, maybe my base of support is so strong that I can survive this. And so before I drop out, I want to do some polling because I can win this race with 28-30% of the vote. And if my supporters are willing to stay in there with me, why should I get out? But as long as he thinks that his supporters are with him and he can get them out to the polls and maybe win this thing with the 30% of the vote, I think he's going to stay in.
So the Wiener case is the number one most talked about item in the world of News Talk issue-oriented radio this week. Major League Baseball suspension of Ryan Braun, number 10. The birth of England's new prince, number 9. Unrest in Egypt, number 8. President's plan for the economy, number 7. Immigration reform is 6. Detroit's bankruptcy is 5. Obamacare is 4. The Zimmerman verdict aftermath discussion is number 3. NSA, number 2. And the Anthony Wiener case, number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.